Lieutenant Davenport, tell me about this latest incarnation of Operation Nanook.
So Op Nanook is an annual exercise that the Canadian Armed Forces conducts every summer in the Arctic, which we define as north of 60 for Canadian purposes for the military. This year we're conducting an earthquake scenario in the Yukon Territory. The intent is that we can work with our other government partners in the north so that we can improve our working relationships with them for contingency operations such as an earthquake or forest fire.
Now, most people don't think about earthquakes when they think about the Arctic. Is Whitehorse in a seismically active zone?
Yes, there's a significant amount of seismic activity on the western side of Yukon especially. If you think about it, Yukon is bracketed by Alaska and BC, both of which are known for significant earthquake areas, and the same fault lines would affect the Yukon.
So tell me about some of the scenarios and the departments that you're collaborating on this exercise.
We're working with departments from all levels of government, from federal all the way down to the local First Nation government. This includes, at the federal level, RCMP and public safety. We're working with the Yukon Territorial Government, and we're working with the City of Haines Junction and the Champaign-Ashik First Nation government as well.
So, and what's the scenario? A major earthquake?
We're dealing with what we're describing as kind of a moderate earthquake. I think the number we chose was around a 6.5 on the Richter scale. And this is so that we can exercise a process which we use to base the military out of one location, Whitehorse, and then we use that location to support a more austere location somewhere removed from that in the Arctic, in this case, Haines Junction.
Mm-hmm. And this would be to support operations in case of, you know, a natural disaster in a remote location that doesn't have all the infrastructure that would be available in a larger city?
That's absolutely correct. And normally the territorial government will handle it at its level if it can. And then, of course, a federal coordination group would be formed, and the Canadian Armed Forces only acts as a small part of that. At which time, if there were specific activities that the Canadian Armed Forces was best suited to for whatever reason, then we would take part in that operation.
So tell me about what are some of the resources that the military is using for this kind of scenarios or plans to use?
In this case, we're using some urban search and rescue capability, so people who respond to earthquakes. We have some of them in Esquimalt as well as in the Air Force. We have aircraft and helicopters that we're using to support this operation, including Chinook helicopters, which are quite large. And finally, of course, we're bringing up an immediate response unit, which is an Army standing group that we have in the southern region. And any time that we need a significant amount of people to do work in an area, we can bring them out on short notice.
Mm-hmm. Now, we just very recently in Western Canada went through this very traumatic experience of the forest fires in Fort McMurray. Have you applied any of the lessons that were learned in Fort McMurray to this exercise?
Not specifically from Fort McMurray, as the analysis of that is happening. We, of course, did speak to the people who were working with that particular scenario. But even though Fort McMurray is in northern Alberta, technically it's not in the Arctic. So we're actually learning some lessons from that, but a lot of that at the federal coordination level, not necessarily from an Arctic response level.
Mm-hmm. Now, this exercise also has a second component, a patrol, Arctic patrol in Nunavut. Can you talk about that part of the exercise as well?
Yes, so one of the things that's unique about Op Nanook this year is we wanted to have two events happening in two separate locations that were very far apart. So all of our coordination in the Arctic is through Joint Task Force North and Yellowknife. So now we have an operation going on in Whitehorse. Simultaneously, we're going to be in a place called Rankin Inlet in Nunavut, where we're going to have a small Army force move out onto the land, and they're going to recover a crashed UAV, which is simulated, of course, and it's just had a mechanical malfunction and they have to go get it. So the exercise is both commanding and controlling both lines of operation as well as supporting people in two separate locations.
Does the exercise include any of our NATO allies, or this is just a purely Canadian exercise?
The vast majority is Canadian. We have some observers from other countries coming to see what we're doing in the Arctic, and that includes the United States and the United Kingdom. But we also have some military people from the United States who are acting basically the way we would if there was any emergency. They send over a assessment team, and those people observe and report back to their headquarters to see if there's any assistance that can be rendered or any anticipated requests for assistance that may come out of the situation. And those personnel are from Alaska Command.